Well, if you're a hunting veteran or maybe you're a first timer, I think there's always things to learn about deer hunting. And I hope you'll stay listening because before you grab your gear to head into the wild, there are some changes and some new things to think about. And we've got Dan Small to help us in that area. Dan is host of the television special Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2015. He's been the host and producer of Outdoor Wisconsin since 1984, also been the host of Outdoors Radio since 2006. That airs on a dozen stations throughout Wisconsin. Contributing editor of Wisconsin Outdoor News, and always look forward to his special on deer hunt. And this year, of course, 2015, so it's Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2015. It'll be playing on Wisconsin Public Television on Thursday and Milwaukee Public Television as well. So we're looking forward to talking with him about the deer hunt and about the program. You may have questions about the hunt or the program, and if you do, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page, title, The Larry Mueller Show. And certainly love to hear from you. And Dan Small, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Larry, always good to talk to you. How are you?
Well, I'm great, and I always look forward to your show. It's a wonderful program every year. I always learn something. And this year, it seems like even more so than usual, there's a whole lot more to learn this year.
No, there is. And you know, I learn something every year, too, as we get ready to do the show and put it together. It takes us several months of work, and we interviewed probably more DNR staff for this year's show than ever before. And as deer hunters know, the last couple of years there have been a lot of changes, most of them coming out of the Deer Trustee Report, which was produced a couple of years ago by Dr. James Kroll, who was the deer trustee for a year to review Wisconsin's deer management program and regulations and so on. And so this really is the second year of rollout of new regulations, and there's a lot of them.
There really are, and maybe we can talk about a few of those major changes that are happening. But I'm just back to the show for a minute because mm-hmm. you always have lots of great video mm-hmm. in that program as well, and I like to think that I'm sure you don't have to be a deer hunter to enjoy this program, although it's certainly nice if you are.
Yeah, we have viewers who are not hunters but who just like to see deer. We have several professional videographers who shoot footage of live deer in their natural habitat all year round, and they provide us with this footage. So we've got does and fawns, we've got bucks in velvet, we've got deer in their red summer coats, and we've got some hardhorn bucks from little spikes to big trophy bucks that anyone would be excited about, whether they're a hunter or not. And we've even got, I'll give away the opening shot here, we've even got a deer walking past a Welcome to Wisconsin sign, and I won't tell you how much work it took to get that. That was just a grab shot that my co-producer Mark LaBarbera got when he was shooting the sign. He saw some deer, and he said, "Oh, let's see what happens." And sure enough, the deer walked right past the sign.
So. That is very, very cool. Oh man, Dan Small, our guest, host of the television special Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2015. Questions about the hunt this year or comments about the hunt, give us a call, 800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. So this year, as we think about the changes and the ones that have taken place over the last year or two, in your mind, what are some of the biggest ones?
Well, first off, electronic registration, which is what we've been doing now with geese and with turkeys for several years, geese longer, and turkeys more recently, the last couple of years. But now, and bow hunters know this because it's been in effect since the beginning of bow season in mid-September, and it was actually a test run was done last year. They had about, I think it was 14,000 hunters statewide who were offered the opportunity to register their deer electronically, but everyone will do it this year. And the way it works is you take a cell phone or a mobile device or a computer, and you contact the DNR either online or by calling them, and they will prompt you, the voice will prompt you to answer some questions about where you shot the deer and whether it's a doe or a buck and so on, and then give you a confirmation number that you will write on your green plastic tag, which is on the deer. And so there's no more metal tag, there's no more requirement to take the deer to a registration station. However, a number of, and probably several hundred, registration stations will still be offering the opportunity to register a deer in person there. And when you do go there, and most of them are taverns or convenience stores, and of course they're doing this partly because they want to have the business of hunters.
Sure.
When you go there, they will have either a phone or a computer for you to use. So it's all electronic, no more metal tag, no more take it into a station. So that's a big one.
That is a big one. And, you know, for old-timers like me, a guy that's been around a long time, that's a significant change.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It streamlines the process, though. It saves money. Kevin Wallenfang assures us that, you know, he said, well, if you would register your deer in person, why wouldn't you do it electronically? You know, you have to write the number on the tag. So if you're driving around with a deer that doesn't have a tag with a confirmation number on it, you're just as illegal as you would have been had you not taken the deer in to get the metal tag. So they feel that compliance will be high, and it should go smoothly.
Dan Small with us today to talk about the deer hunt for this year and his television special, Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2015. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. At one time, as you know, Dan, we had like one season.
Yeah.
And that season is still there the week of Thanksgiving. And so that's November 21st through the 29th. That's our 9-day season.
Yep.
But there's a whole lot more. There's archery and crossbow that's going on right now. There was a youth hunt that just concluded.
That's right.
About 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Muzzle loader that starts in the end of November.
Right. And there's a 4-day antlerless hunt in December that has been brought back. That's, I don't have the date right in front of me. I think it's the 11th through the 14th. It's right around then. It's a 4-day hunt. That is statewide. However, in the units, the counties in the far north, 12 counties that are antler or that are bucks only this year, most hunters will not be able to take an antlerless deer. However, youth hunters and some disabled hunters and people with special permits, and they know who they are, will be able to take antlerless deer in those counties. There is no holiday hunt this year in the southern farmland. That's another change, but many opportunities to hunt deer in Wisconsin, as there always have been.
Jim in Colfax has a question. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Larry and guests. Thank you. When you brought that up at the beginning of Welcome to Wisconsin and having deer in front of it, I have a memory. I used to live in the state just to the west of us. I was coming home one night, it was before cell phone pictures and things like that, but I had three deer right in front of the Minnesota, Welcome to Minnesota, out of Stillwater. and that memory sticks with me every day. It's just that it was such a beautiful thing to see, because I love deer and I love hunting, and just such a great thing. Yeah. With that, I want to move on to a couple, just one more statement, and then the question that goes with the statement. The automatic or the registration using the phone or internet. We use the phone and we use the internet now, one for the youth hunt and one for a buck just taken the other day, so we use the phone. With the phone, it seemed like I got confused. It wasn't able to, even though we were clearly speaking, we were on a good landline, not a cell phone. It didn't seem like it went through. We did get through to a DNR representative, which was able to take and just record the information that was needed. It got through very quickly. I couldn't be any happier with that, seeing that I live out in the country, to load the deer up again, run it into town, ask for your pictures, come back home, and then do all the work. It just saved so much time and, you know, is a little bit behind, I think, with some of the other states, but it's a blessing that Wisconsin finally has it. So a very good movement to hunters such as myself not to have to muscle around, try to get to a registration station, get it home. I am such an advocate for it. The question I have is, when hunting season rolls around, opening weekend, is the phone and the internet, do you see that going to be bottled up? Because I've seen it in the past with the DNR with, you know, trying to buy license for turkeys and, you know, getting your you know, you got thousands of hunters coming in all at once. Do you see that being an issue along with the voice recognition and or getting bottled up with the internet of registering your deer?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I do not know the answer to that. I would guess that they will increase staff or increase capability, whatever that technical capability is. I've not killed a deer yet this year, so I haven't tried the registration electronic system myself. I have done turkeys with no difficulty, but as you mentioned, there is the DNR information number. You can always contact them between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. and get a deer registered or get any questions answered. So I'm guessing they're going to be on top of it, but I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Dan Small, our guest today, he'll be with us right up till 12:30, but news next, then he'll be back. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at Wisconsin's deer hunting seasons and a look also, a little preview of the television special, Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2015. Dan Small, host of that TV special, he's been doing it for a long, long time. He's also been the host of Outdoors Radio since 2006, airs on a dozen radio stations across the state, contributing editor of Wisconsin Outdoor News. So talking with him about the show itself and about deer hunting, you can join in with your own questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234, email us at talk@wpr.org, or post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Dan, again, thanks for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, glad to do it, Larry.
I went on Facebook, our Facebook page, to take a look, and Bernie posted a picture of an 8-point buck standing on a ridge next to a pole looking down at traffic at Clark's Mills, Wisconsin, about 7:30 in the morning yesterday, as a matter of fact. And then a kind of a really cool comment. You'll get a big kick out of this from Britt, who says, we still use Dan Small's video from the 1980s to teach our new hunters how to field dress a deer at the Sandhill Learn to Hunt.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, a few hunter education classes are still using that video, and I say a few because it's not available in DVD, and so you've got to have a VHS player to play that video. But yeah, we got a lot of mileage out of that for years and years.
Well, it was an outstanding video, as a matter of fact. So Jerry in Stockbridge has a comment for us. Let's go there. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking the call. We were talking about the new electronic registration, and it occurs to me that's well and good. I agree, maybe more convenient, maybe a bit of a money saver, but it seems like it would be considerably easier to get a illegally taken deer registered, something with a substandard rack or illegal method. things like that. Without a physical registration point, there's people there, witness often, it's a DNR officer or some other law enforcement officer, and that wouldn't be present.
Well, yeah, if you're going to cheat, I'm sure you can find a way to do it, but you've got to get that deer home. So you're taking a chance anytime you transport a deer that is not legal either in any way, whether it's not registered or not the legal antler length or a doe in a buck only areas and so on. So yeah, there may be some cheating, but again, DNR folks don't think it'll be that significant.
I think there's been some studies in other states, if I'm not mistaken, that seems to show that there are that level or that kind of, I don't know, cheating, I guess you'd call it, mm-hmm. is not significant in other states.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen those studies, but we all have heard stories of the so-called camp deer, you know.
Yeah.
The first thing you do when you go up north, shoot a deer and cut it up, and there's your camp meat for a week. Well, I'm sure that still goes on. I never witnessed it personally. I heard of people doing it. We've all heard of people taking deer out of season. Yeah, there's a certain percentage of people who will break the law, regardless of what area we're talking about. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what kind of numbers we get, whether we end up with a much lower deer kill or many more bucks claimed than past years or does. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of it.
I'm trying to remember, and I don't have the figures in front of me, as to the number of hunters, deer hunters, for the nine-day season here in Wisconsin.
It's about 650,000, maybe a few less than that. You know, I don't have those numbers. They're all on the DNR website. I just don't have them up.
Yeah, but I think it's about 650,000. You know, you think about that in terms of our population of our state. What are we, 5 million or 5.5 million? That's a pretty large percentage of our population.
About one person in 10 is a deer hunter. And another way of looking at it is it's 10 Lambeau Fields out in the woods on that first Saturday of gun deer season, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Yes.
Steve in Ives Grove has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Good morning. Say, Dan, it's my understanding that when you buy your deer gun license for this year, you're supposed to mark down what zone you're hunting in. Is that the truth?
Well, that's another big change, the other probably biggest change in the regulations. The answer to that is yes, but that's only for the antlerless permit. So when you buy a deer license, whether it's bow or crossbow or gun, that license allows you to take one buck per license anywhere in the state. And then you also have the option, or you get a free antlerless permit, but you have to designate what county and whether private or public land in that county for each of those permits. So if you buy a gun license and a bow license, you'll get the opportunity to take $2, one with each weapon, but you'll also get the opportunity to take two antlerless deer. Regardless of weapon, you can use your bow to take both of those, or your gun to take both. But you have to indicate which county and whether it's private or public land. And that's true also of the bonus antlerless permits, which have been on sale since mid-August and may be sold out in most units right now.
Sure. So, in other words, if I buy a license and designate I'm going to hunt in an area that gives you the free tag for the antlerless deer, I can take the I can only take the antlerless in that area, but I could still use the buck tag at, say, my own private land up north where there isn't any bonus or antlerless tags.
That's right.
Correct?
That's correct. Right.
Yep.
All right, well, that answers that question. I thank you very much.
Yep.
You bet.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate the call. We had an email comment from John, who said, just a heads up regarding the phone registration for deer. Please note that they do not have the phone number to call your registration in on the tag itself. I found out that out the hard way and now have the phone number written on my tag.
Good point. I haven't looked yet. It's in the regulations booklet. And I don't know what it is offhand.
We can probably find that and post it up on our Facebook page. And I suppose the other way, I mean, if you've got a smartphone, you can just go to the DNR website and find the number off there.
Right, right.
That'd be another way to do it. But if you're somewhere where you're not going to get phone service, that. Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt just to write that number down on your tag or have it somewhere in your license so that you know. And that's a piece of advice for the DNR for next year.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea. Yeah. Now, of course, you have until 5 o'clock on the day after the deer was recovered to register it. So you can, you know, you've got to tag it right away. But then you can take it back home or take it to camp and register it at a later time. There are some transportation restrictions in the CWD area, and that is all spelled out in the regulations as well.
Dan Small, our guest, host of Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2015. That's going to be playing on Wisconsin Public Television, on Milwaukee Public Television. There'll be a Facebook. It'll be online as well, will it not?
It will be. In fact, it's being posted in the next day or so on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin Facebook page, or YouTube page, I'm sorry. We have a Facebook page. Just type in Deer Hunt Wisconsin, and that'll come up, and it'll tell you when and where the show airs. And then we have a YouTube page, so if you go to YouTube and type in Deer Hunt Wisconsin, you'll be able to see a preview of some of the segments, maybe all of them before the show airs, but I'm not sure where we are in posting those yet. We're still editing the commercial version. We do two versions of the show. Larry, I think you know that.
Yeah.
But it airs, as you mentioned, not tomorrow night, but next Thursday, November 5th, on Wisconsin Public Television's digital Wisconsin channel. That's the 20.2 or 38.2. And then Milwaukee Public Television at the same time, 9 o'clock on channel 10.1. And then the following week, it's on a whole bunch of stations, Fox Sports North, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Fox 47. And we just added WTBA in Green Bay and WACY in the Fox Valley as well. And those times and dates will all be posted. I don't want to try to rattle them all off here because it's a lot. But it will be available on our YouTube page.
I kind of like watching them on TV because I've got a fairly good sized TV screen and mm-hmm. and the footage and that of the deer. It's always kind of fun to see in that big screen.
You will see some big deer. Well, I'll tell you that. Yep.
Bill in La Crosse, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Say, last year I got a letter from the DNR that I could register a deer electronically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I did it. I registered a doe. Anyway, some of the problems with that, there's 16 numbers they give you, and they rattle them off pretty fast. And if it's cold out, the ballpoint pen, you got to write them on your tag. Don't work, so you put underneath a magic marker.
Yep, a Sharpie. A Sharpie is a good thing to use.
Yep, and anyway, they got to slow down with their numbers. There's 16 numbers and letters they give you, and she rattled them off. Four times I went through it to get them all, and of course I had a pen and it was cold, so I had to get a marker. But anyway, it's going to be a challenge, I think, for some people.
Well, last year, I don't know whether it was 16 last year. This year, it is a 10-digit series. It's right on the front page of the registration booklet. There's a photo of someone registering a deer, and the confirmation number in this case is F dash, and then three numbers, three more numbers, and three more numbers. So it's nine numbers and one letter. So it,
that's
it's
easier.
Only, it's only 10. It might have been 16 in the test, and then maybe that's one of the things they learned is, hey, this was too difficult. We shortened it. I don't know.
And thanks a lot, Bill, for calling. I appreciate your call. We had a Facebook question from Sean who says, if I buy a crossbow and traditional archery license, can I harvest $2?
No. $1 with either crossbow or archery. What you can do is buy the archery license at the regular price, and then for $3, you can add the crossbow the crossbow permit. You know, you mm-hmm. can use either, and or you can do it the other way. You can buy a crossbow license at full price and say, you know, I want to hunt with my traditional bow. You pay another $3. You can hunt with either, but you can only kill $1 and one antlerless with your free tag, but then as many antlerless as you buy bonus tags for.
We have thanks and good answer there. Thank you so much. We had a question from Judy. And this is something I'm not too familiar with, illegal guiding. Can you talk about illegal guiding and what the state is doing to try and stop it? Guiding is when someone who has permission to go on private land brings along someone else who does not have permission.
I've never heard of illegal guiding. I don't know. Don't know anything about it.
I honestly don't know anything about it either. So I'm afraid we can't help you out there, Judy. That may be one you need to post online to our DNR representative. Facebook question from Sue, who wonders how will they measure weight and you know age and so forth of the deer if people don't bring them in.
They are going to be aging deer at a certain number of stations. That's my understanding. And the DNR has never formally weighed deer. People weigh them at food lockers or stores or businesses that happen to have a scale. For instance, I live in Vernon County now, and Nelson Agri Center has a contest every year, and they have a scale out back, and people are bringing deer in all day, every day, throughout the season to be weighed. And I suspect they're doing that contest again this year. I can't see why they would stop it. They were also a registration station. Now, whether they're going to continue to be one or not, I'm not sure. It's my understanding that there will be some places where they will be aging deer.
Excellent. Let's talk about a little bit more about the show itself.
Sure.
And sort of give us kind of what the show looks like or is going to look like.
Well, it's an hour long, and we start out with some glamour shots of deer and scenery, and then we get into some of the things we've been talking about, the fact that there is a call center that you can access 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and a mobile app that you can download, and then we get into electronic registration. And in the public version, because we have more time and we don't have commercial breaks, we have some information on food plots, and we've got some successful hunter youth hunt with a 10-year-old girl and her first deer. We've got some folks talking about using ATVs and UTVs, the advantages of electric vehicles versus gas or diesel vehicles, how hunting works for Wisconsin, that is, how hunters' dollars support not only wildlife management, but also the service industry, restaurants and taverns and convenience stores and gas stations and motels and hotels and that type of thing. We get an update on both the Deer Management Assistance Program and the County Deer Advisory Councils, and both of those are programs that came out of the Deer Trustee Report, so we get an update on those. We talk to a landowner in the Deer DMAP program segment, and we talk to a chairman of one of the local county councils, Joe Weiss of Washburn County, and we talk specifically about where you can hunt on public land, That's one of the segments. We go over the antlerless deer permit rules very in detail, and then we get the one of my favorite parts of the show is the regional forecast. We get four regional forecasts from the wildlife supervisors in each region, so folks will have an idea of what to expect where they hunt in Wisconsin, because let's face it, you know, nobody hunts the whole state. What else do we do? We talk to Kathy Stepp again.
Mm-hmm.
She's killed a deer in each of her first three deer hunts, and she's going again this year. We also will actually get a recipe. John Modovilov, who works for DNR, is going to be grilling some venison steaks and talking about the Learn to Hunt for Food program, which is another one of the new programs that DNR is using to try to recruit more hunters. We'll get an update on the crossbow rules, and we'll get a message from Chief Warden Todd Schaller. And like I say, a lot of footage of deer in all stages of development and all sizes. And
and
a few outtakes at the end, a few fun outtakes to wrap it up. That's pretty much the show.
Boy, that's a lot of information packed in there. And of course, the show's already been produced. And I'm wondering, general forecast for the hunting season. I know the North is. I've hunted in Bayfield County, for example, had some pretty tough times up there.
Mm-hmm.
In recent times.
Yep, I have too. I've got land up there, and we have a fellow who hunts it when we're not there, keeps an eye on it for us, and he said he's seen one buck, and that's pretty slim up in far northern Bayfield County. But in the north, there are going to be a lot of younger deer because the mild winter last year allowed a lot of does to come through and have twins. So even though you can't shoot antlerless deer in 12 of those units up north, you will see probably more antlerless and more young deer, which is a good you know, good thing for the future. You know, next year might be certainly better. In the farm country throughout both central and southern Wisconsin, plenty of deer, plenty of opportunities. And the forested areas of central Wisconsin, there, I think there's a portion of Jackson County that is also bucks only, but otherwise pretty much a good opportunity there as well. I mean, that's a quick summary, but...
Yeah, well, that's great. And just one quick final question. Gary wondered, what if you forget or just don't get to registering until after the deadline? I would say go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't forget, but I would do it anyway. And I'm guessing they're going to be lenient this year. I'm guessing, okay, that they're going to be a lenient with some of these new rules, just as they were last year when they rolled out actually more new rules. They used it as an education opportunity to let people know what the new rules are and then enforce them if they, you know, they'll write, the wardens will write a ticket if they see a, you know, a flagrant violation. But if you make an honest mistake, they'll probably work with you.
Dan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And again, where do we find out? Now, November 5th at 9 o'clock, Milwaukee Public Television.
That's right, and the Wisconsin Public Television Digital Wisconsin Channel, and then the also in WDSE Duluth Superior, and the repeater in Hibbing as well are going to carry it on the 5th. Fox Sports North and Fox Sports Wisconsin the following week, and all of those times and dates are going to be posted on our Facebook page, the Deer Hunt Wisconsin page on Facebook.
Thanks, Dan, for calling, for being with us so much.
You bet. Thank you, Larry. Always a pleasure.
Dan Small, host of the television special Wisconsin Deer Hunt 2015. Always great to talk with him, and he'll be back again. Tomorrow we'll talk about fad diets, why they aren't so good for your health, and then a little bit about protecting your skin in cold weather. In the meantime, stay with us.